What I do for kids is never wasted. Kids seem not to notice me, hovering, averting my eyes, and they seldom offer thanks. But what I do for them is never wasted. This is instant inspiration, thought for today, all that good stuff. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with our thought for today. What I do for kids is never wasted. Kids seem not to notice me, hovering, averting my eyes, and they seldom offer thanks, but what I do for them is never wasted. As Mark was growing up, I had a lot of opportunity to see kids and to see how they were living and acting. We lived in Corona del Mar, which was sort of a divorce mecca, and the women were all living alone with their kids, and a few men were living alone with their kids. And so in the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts, where I was active, they didn't have the dual role of the parents. And so I tried not to be a busybody, telling them what to do and how to think and how to act. But I would use Mark as an illustration. And I would say, Mark, is that what you want to do? Is that the type of result you'd like to get? And if you want to get a good result, you got to put a good idea in motion on it. So I wasn't really talking to them, and yet I was talking to them. And I talked to Mark about that. I said, you know, when I'm with these kids, I can't talk to them and tell them to do things because they'll do just the opposite. But I can talk to you, I can talk about you, and they'll get the message. They'll get the idea. I can plant seeds. My time is never wasted with them. And he says, yes, I know, Dad. That's why they always want to come over here, and that's why they always want to be around me, because, you know, you're there. And I said, well, that's nice. But really, we have a whole world of kids. Women are not idiots, not stupid, when they say, we have three children in our family, John, Joe, and my husband, you know. And they're right, because the husband has to be treated like a child, because the husband comes home with a preconceived idea of what a wife should do and how a wife should handle it, and the home is the wife. All he knows is the home is the wife. Now, why is the husband such an idiot? Well, this is the way he's been trained by his mother. His mother did everything. His mother always had the answers. His father didn't. His father was very seldom home. In the evening when his father was home, he had the newspaper, radio, and now it's the television and so forth. And with those things, there's not too much communication between children and parent. And many parents say, I do my best, but I'm tired when I come home, and I'm this. Well, why did you have children? You know? To have children is to have an opportunity to share your ideals with them, to share your love with them, to take a definite part of your day. Now, your day is divided up into working, into sleeping, into eating. Those are the big ones, you know. And into going to the bathroom, it becomes smaller. And into spending time with your family, that's perhaps the last. Because people just do not program spending time with their family, whether it's their wife or whether it's anybody else. And the reason they don't program spending time with their family is because this has never been done in their home. They had not known it with their father. They worship their father because their mother says, oh, your father cares about you. Your father wants this here for you. But they never see it in person. They never see the father doing something nice for them in person. And so they get it secondhand from mama. So whenever you can do anything to show children that you care, that you really care about them from the point of view of quality time, that's a wonderful thing. Now, if you're a father, and just because you had children doesn't necessarily make you a father, It makes you a parent, and that doesn't really make you a parent. It makes you a person who had good sperm that created the child. And as far as that goes, that's the end. Now, have you taken time to be with the children? Have you taken time to raise them? Have you taken time to share with them who you are? And if you ask yourself who you are, you think you're a pretty nice person. But you don't want it to live on in your family. You don't want your good qualities to live on in your children because you haven't time to share it with them. I have to earn a living. You do not. I have to be here and I have to be there and I have to sleep. You do not. We do those things we want to do. How many times, I love Swiss people, European people. They seem to be taking a vacation every 10 minutes. Every time I turn around, they're taking a vacation. A friend of mine is getting a divorce and the family is all in turmoil, but they're going to take their vacation. And the vacation is more talk than anything else. They don't talk about, we're going to go to see a psychologist, we're going to go and talk with our minister, we're going to try to balance this thing out. They're going to take their vacation. And they're going to take their vacation with a bunch of other people. Now, how are they going to have any moment of interaction with themselves? They're working every day. Mama's working, Papa's working, everybody's working. And they come home, they have no time for the kids, they have no time for anything. And so then they go on vacation with a lot of their friends who are going to demand time from them. And they'll, again, have no time for their children. Or, the worst thing is, no time for each other. Now, when this takes place, and it takes place constantly in our life, we have been trained that the most important thing that we should plan for is not our old age, not our retirement, not anything else, but our vacation. We plan every year for our vacation. We plan by looking at the books of where we're going to go and what we're going to do, and what adventures there are for the kids and what adventures there are for us. We could rather make our decision that what we'd like to do is to find quality time with husband and wife. Find quality time with two adults who enjoy each other's company. Find quality time at the last, on the tail end, with our kids. And we don't do that. But we can. We can find quality time. Now, when do you want to start looking? When do you want to start finding quality time? Well, if you can spend 1 year, of course in Switzerland is 1 month, but if you can spend 1 year in figuring out what you're going to do on your vacation, and in Switzerland they spend every month they go on a vacation or more, and so they're constantly thinking about what they're going to do on their vacations. They're going to go on their ski holiday. They're going to go in their lake holiday. They're going to go down to Spain or to Italy or to Austria, because these are all like right next door, you know, like states here in the United States. And in fact, it's smaller than states, because in California you could put almost all of Europe, you know. But how does this work? How does this work? How can we ever expect to get anything out of life when we don't give it? How can we ever expect to get anything from our experiences as being human beings when we are not human beings? All we are just robots. Did you sign up for your vacation? What month did you sign up for it? Now, better sign up for it early, because otherwise it'll all be chosen and you won't have much of a choice left, you know. And where are you going to go on your vacation? Oh, to the Bahamas or whatever. Oh, that sounds wonderful. What are you going to do? Oh, they have some nice gambling casinos there, and they have this and they have that. And where are you going to go? Well, I would recommend, and I recommend this 100% for everybody on the face of the earth, that everybody have a honeymoon. A honeymoon, not necessarily a sex honeymoon, but a honeymoon of getting to know their partner, of getting to know their children. A honeymoon with your children, where you Get to know and love your children and share with them and be part of their life and enjoy them. That has nothing to do with sex. It just has to do with the honeymoon is something special. It's nobody else. You're not taking another couple along on your honeymoon. You ever heard of that? Mm-hmm. Not taking grandma and grandpa along on your honeymoon, you know. You're not taking your neighbors along on your honeymoon. I mean, my God, who ever heard of such a thing like that? Well, the same respect and love should be for your family, should be for your children, should be for the people that count the most in your life. Because if somebody does something bad to your child, you kill them. And yet, you won't even train that child in the wonderful aspects of your personality, of your genius, of your ability. I wonder how many philosophers and psychologists really share with their children what they teach, what they live, what their philosophy is as a philosopher, what their psychology is as a psychologist. Oh, it's too deep. Well, now, you're reading this Eckhart Tolle stuff, and it's deep. It's good stuff. And if Eckhart were married, do you think he would talk to his children about it? Don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself. Because it's too complex, and he wouldn't be able to have fun with them. He wouldn't be able to play ball with them. He wouldn't be able to go camping with them and stuff like that. But you can. You can live who you are. You can live your philosophy doing anything. You can live it beautifully doing anything. My daughter-in-law was so surprised when I was out in the woods. We went out into the woods and looked at some beautiful paths going up into the redwoods, just glorious. And I spoke to everybody as we walked along. I said, isn't this a great path? Are your kids enjoying it? Are you enjoying this path? And they'd all look, huh? Yeah, isn't it wonderful? Boy, you know. And then there was four guys there that were just about to take some drugs. And I said to him, how can anybody do anything out here that isn't absolutely pure? I didn't know what they were doing as far as they were concerned. But how can anyone in this forest be other than nature at its finest, pure to the core, fabulous? And then we walked up the path, and when we came back about 20 minutes later, these guys were still sitting there. They weren't even smoking cigarettes, which they were doing before. And the guy said, yeah, you're right. It's hard to do anything in the forest that's not pure. And I presume that to mean that they didn't fall into their own trap, which is great. But you see, Leslie says, how can you talk to all these people? I said, I don't know anyone who is not a friend. I don't know anyone who is not a person that I love and share with. And if somebody doesn't want my hug, that's fine. If they don't want my kiss, that's fine. If they don't want my words, that's fine. But I haven't met anybody like that. Even people who would like to slaughter me, and I don't know many of those, but even they never object to a hug, never object to anything. And this is nothing to do with that, but my niece, my daughter-in-law, I came out in the morning, and she was out there talking to the guys, and she says, Dad, I haven't had my hug this morning. And I thought, wow, you're great. And I gave her a great big hug. And I should have hugged the other guys too, but I didn't. But it's great. It's great. Share who you are. Be who you are. Live your life. And everyone is a child. And everyone sort of doesn't pay any attention to anything you say. And yet every word you say leaves an impact on their life for some beautiful purpose. And they are doing something fabulous. So what I do for kids is never wasted. Kids seem not to notice me, hovering over whatever they're doing, averting my eyes. And they seldom offer thanks for what I've done. But what I do for them is never wasted. And this is so true for all of us. It's so true. I was speaking about my grandson, too, and I said, yeah, I've been good for him. And Nolan, his best friend, said, you know, Herb, anything that you've done for little ego for Paul. It'll never be wasted. I said, I know. That's why I like to give. And the same for all of you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you.